Currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Turman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where every week you can engage with your community by discovering the latest developments in citywide events. I'm Constance Turman. Housing advocates throughout the region gathered for a housewarming of sorts in Francis Village, Kirkland's newest apartment building designed for the East Side's most disadvantaged members. Imagine Housing unveiled its 60-unit village on 124th Street to the public on Monday.
Francis Village is important because it supports our vision of a robust urban district that brings transportation, employment, and housing together with all the amenities of living in a city devoted to providing an excellent quality of life for all of our residents.
40 of the village's units have been occupied since January.
We anticipate that we'll actually be fully leased up by the end of March, and that's 2 months ahead of our schedule.
Once in, Francis Village will provide a permanent home with computers, playrooms for children, a rooftop patio, and other community spaces.
On almost every floor, we have these beautiful community rooms, and they're very intentionally designed to meet what we understand will be the needs and the interests of the residents. Another example is that we have a computer lab. We know that a core point of focus for the residents transitioning from homelessness and moving into Francis Village is going to be getting back on their feet. And so we want to be able to bring in resume building workshops and financial literacy workshops and have them actually work on building budgets and writing their resumes and applying to jobs. We don't assume they're going to be able to come in with computers, so we're offering those services through our integrated supportive services, as well as the actual resources and the computer labs for them to be able to achieve that.
45 of the units are devoted to families or individuals who are transitioning out of homelessness, 10 are reserved for military veterans, 16 are for young adults who are transitioning out of homelessness, 2 are for survivors of domestic violence, and 7 are for homeless single men.
We ask those questions about what client populations are being left out of the current housing market and even out of the housing we currently offer. So Francis Village is our 12th property. When we were having this conversation, we had 10 properties already on the East Side, and we wanted to know who's not getting into that housing, who is not being accommodated by that housing, or any other maybe private housing where landlords might be willing to rent to them, or any other housing may be offered by King County Housing Authority. What do we need to create to be responsive to the clients who are languishing in your emergency shelters or transitional housing programs? And then we built the entire model of Francis Village around the responses we got from those service providers.
Of course, the demand for housing far exceeds the supply. Way back in 2006, before the Great Recession started, a research panel concluded that Eastside organizations would have to provide more than 1,800 units to shelter all of the Eastside's homeless. And Imagine Housing, the City of Kirkland, and the other service organizations that belong to Arch have provided housing for 300.
It's pretty staggering. And while I'm thrilled that we have the kind of demand where we can take people out of the rainy streets, get them into stable, beautiful housing in the Totem Lake neighborhood, but it also very sadly underscores the importance of us continuing to create new affordable housing, because there are a lot more people than we can serve at this property who need housing.
To learn more about Arch, visit archhousing.org. Space has long been an issue for the homeless, but it's also a problem in Kirkland's jail and police department. Even before Kirkland grew by 31,000 residents in June, its police department was spilling out of City Hall and into other buildings. The police department's 131 staff members are currently divided between two buildings. Kirkland's 50 or so inmates are divided between 8 facilities, some as far away as Okanagan, many in Snohomish County. Just 14 in Kirkland. Spreading them out is a solution to Kirkland's space limits, but it was never intended to be permanent. This is especially true in the months since annexation, when Kirkland added 31,000 more people to its population, and as a result, more police officers, and to some extent, more inmates.
The issue is we only have 12 beds, population 12 to 18. Our average daily population is 55. So therefore, we have to transport inmates all over the county, statewide, and buy beds at other jail facilities. The other thing that we have here, as you can see, all of these jail cells are individual cells that are in a row. In a modern facility, you want them in a circular pattern with windows and stuff so that one corrections officer can stand in the middle and observe everybody in one sequence rather than have staff go down and do inmate counts on a continuing basis.
This is why in 2010, the city of Kirkland purchased a 102,000 square foot warehouse in Totem Lake. The site, formerly Costco Homes Warehouse, has enough room and parking to consolidate all of Kirkland's law and justice services in one place. And this will streamline a system that for more than a decade has been scattered throughout the city. The Law and Justice Center will shelter the municipal court, the police department, and the jail. City staff, city council members, and consultants are now focused on the building's design. And finally, a story of creativity about protecting personal space. The blogosphere offers dozens of suggestions on how to respond to bullies, ranging from fighting back to walking away. One suggestion, not on the list, might be one of the most effective strategies of all. And at Finn Hill Junior High, some teachers are attributing it to a 45% drop in the number of kids reporting being bullied. That suggestion is an elaborate one. Respond to bullies with art and free expression, and do it on a stage. This was the second bully slam.
Bullying affects the environment of the victim that needs to stop. If you don't have anything nice to say, then don't say anything. Everyone is created equal.
So treat them that way.
This event is an opportunity for young people to take a stand against bullying, to create artwork, write songs, poetry, essays, short stories, create videos. And the purpose, the whole idea behind the event is that it's young people talking to other young people about bullying, educating young people about bullying. So it's not just adults giving them a lecture, but they're hearing it from their peers. And that's positive peer pressure, and it's a lot more powerful than just lecturing kids.
Students from schools throughout the region gathered on March 10th at Lake Washington High School to perform.
Bullies to treat us kids like this.
We didn't do anything to them, and so they shouldn't do anything to us.
So then we decided that we should stop bullying, and this would be a fun activity to do.
And write it in a song.
Well, we wanted to do something that was about more than ourselves, you know? Like, we both have sang together for a while and written music, but we really wanted to do it this time for something that was bigger than ourselves. And
I want to be somebody, searching for somewhere where I can belong. Please leave me alone. I want to be somebody, won't you let me go? Because I am somebody.
Thank you. how there is one who hears your cry. Even when you're hurting, there is one who loves you.
The response was overwhelmingly positive because our message is one of hope. It's not gloom and doom and despair. We definitely show the dark side of bullying and the negative effects, but in the end, the audience comes away with the feeling that we can change it, and we are changing it.
I really appreciated the positive message of the show, that it really brought that message out of what can be done about bullying.
Just say no to bullies.
That was amazing to see young people just take a stand and really change their school environments.
You sounded great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's fun just to be a part of this, you know, yeah. Just to make a difference. So.
Again, we wanted to show that even if you are being bullied, there are ways to stop it.
Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile device, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. We'll see you next week.